The Liz Callaway Show with Nick Summers, bringing you the voices that make you think right now on Talk 94.5.
And joining us right now is the founder of Wimkin Social Media. That's a social media app, is Jason Shepherd. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me again. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. I know it's been quite a while since we spoke, and I was pointed to this article in The Hill about the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, voting to restore net neutrality rules. Now, back when Obama was president, I was trying to understand this, and I just never got it. So can you give us a little history on it, on where it was at before they voted to restore it? I thought it was in effect. I don't know what happened. Explain.
This is one that's tough to kind of wrap your head around, because, you know, first and foremost, the term equality usually means good things. So there's really a lot about this that's good and bad. It just really depends on, you know, what side of the equation you stand on, like, I guess, in everything. But so, net neutrality, essentially, what the negative aspects are, first and foremost, and why I think the Trump administration repealed it was, it takes away any type of, you know, abilities for smaller companies to compete with larger companies. You know, I'm not sure the Carolinas, to be honest with you, who your main, you know, broadband providers are, but, you know, around here it's Comcast. You know, there's SBC, there's Cox Cable. Those are the really huge ones. I think Time Warner still does a lot as well. But, you know, so the smaller companies really, first and foremost, can't compete, so there's no free market aspect. Secondarily, what it's good for consumers in terms of, you know, let's say that very rural areas of Carolina, like where you are, and we're in Pennsylvania, so there's very rural areas as well. Then we have Pittsburgh, you know, Philadelphia, and Erie. So naturally, you would think that Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Erie would need a stronger broadband connection than, you know, the outlying rural areas that might only have 50 houses in a town. But with these new rules, or them reinstating these net neutrality rules, everybody has to have the same signal now. So, again, that does help individuals out in the rural areas, but it kind of hurts individuals in the larger areas because... it's really hard to break this down. This is one that actually bends my mind as well, to be honest with you, as a tech person. But so it takes away the ability to sell packages. So let's state that, you know, we're Comcast and we used to be able to buy, you know, bandwidth and things of that nature. So if your neighbor next door is streaming, you know, all day long, they're on a gaming connection, they're watching Netflix all day long, or, you know, whatever streaming software, or, you know, a person has five or six kids, a home has five or six kids to where they're all, you know, doing the same things all day long with, you know, summer's coming up. Do you think that it's fair that a person next door has to pay, you know, the same amount when they're possibly not even using the internet, you know, as a fraction of as much? Hmm. So that's what net neutrality does. It takes the ability away for, you know, customers to buy packages again, to, you know, break down their usage, so to speak, and also, you know, get discounts. So a lot of it is bad. A lot of it is good, to be quite honest with you. But I think the main problem that I have with it, if you wanted my opinion, is that I don't like the government to have control over utilities. You know what I mean? And telling us how we can and cannot use them. And this is something that, you know, the FCC is going to oversee 100% and regulate.
Hmm. Why? What happened with Obama? Where it came into be, and then was it removed? In 2017? I mean, Trump removed it?
Yes. The Trump administration did remove it. They didn't want to have another utility underneath the FCC's control. They wanted to take it away from government and give, again, more, like I said, free market, so to speak, in terms of, you know, competitorship and kind of, you know, build potential economies. And also, you know, it kind of breeds innovation because then people can go out and they can invent and they can try to push, you know, connections and change things. But under the net neutrality laws, they really are stifled. So at least on paper, that's the reason why they said they did repeal it. And, you know, when they did this, the entire, I won't say entire because there's a lot of critics, and there's a lot of supporters on every side of the equation and certainly a political table. But, you know, a lot of the critics were stating that you're going to have to pay for every single website now. You're going to have to pay, you know, absolutely just for every single site you visit, there's going to be a fee. They said that, you know, social media companies were going to have to charge. You know, a lot of things that they said, almost actually everything that the critics said and predicted because of this did not come true. But, you know, they also said that terrorism was going to be up. I don't know how they came up with that one. But, you know, I don't know why you would put it back if it wasn't broken. You know, in the first place, too, I don't know why Trump repealed it if it wasn't broken. But, you know, to be honest with you, Liz, I don't even know what's better at this point in time because,
right.
you know.
Well, I just look at it as a left and right thing. If the Democrats love it,
yeah.
then I hate it. Because that
yes.
means I'm out of control. And I would say if you would like businesses to do what you want them to do for the greater good, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
so that people in rural communities have the internet, then give an
yep.
incentive of some kind.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, support behavior, you know, or kind of plant that seed, give them a reason to do it. And they will do it if it makes financial sense. I mean, that's just going to force businesses to go out of business in many cases. And then no one will have, mm-hmm. you know, choice. The choice starts to get pared down because you're putting all these regulations. So to me, as you explained it, now I understand why Trump would be against that. Because that doesn't make any
yeah.
type of government finger on the scale is just bad.
Yes, we definitely don't need, you know, anybody coming into our broadband connections. And obviously with the FCC, you don't know. There's going to be privacy issues, I'm sure, that come with it again. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was much better under Trump. I just don't know how it affected individuals, you know, on a consumer level.
It
based
was
down,
only
you know,
2 hours. I mean, 2 years. So it might
yeah.
as well have been 2 hours in government speed. So, I
right.
mean, it's like it just happened so quickly that we don't even know, is what you're saying. Like, we don't know if
you
it
know
was
what,
good, bad, or ugly.
Well, I think it was just fine. I just when it comes down to a consumer level, when it, you know, basically mm-hmm. on an individual basis, house per house, I don't think it's the best deal. I'm one for innovation, and I'm one to have the little guys rise up like we had to do. So, you know, I'm 100% for keeping it the way it was because everything seemed to work. But one thing that really startles me too about this is, you know, I don't like government hands in anything,
mm-hmm.
but you know. We're seeing, obviously, the Restrict Act, first and foremost, that came out, which was, you know, set up to keep us safe from foreign entities and obviously have, you know, the ABC agencies in the United States be able to, you know, restrict individuals from doing business with, I believe it was actually 7 countries they deemed a foreign adversary. But, you know, we're seeing that, obviously, we're seeing the TikTok ban now, which is certainly government control and overreach.
So you think that is overreach for what
I
they
do
decided
to a certain
on?
Extent.
Mm-hmm.
I think TikTok is a blight on the United States. I think if you can seriously get all the data and the security risks taken away, I think it's just fine. I also think that they should have parental controls, though, and a different algorithm to where they're actually serving healthy content rather than, you know, the TikTok challenges and the kids getting hurt. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, honestly, answer the question of why they don't even allow it in their country, but
mm-hmm.
they want to push it here so hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that aspect. Then you have the European Union's Digital Services Act, which, you know, they've contacted us about us taking down some things that they said was misinformation and disinformation, which was regarding the Israeli-Hamas war. They've done that with Musk already. They've done that with Facebook. And these individuals think they can fine you up to 10% of your global annual revenue because they said something is disinformation and they want you to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, we just seen most recently, Australia basically threatened and you know harass Elon Musk to take down the Assyrian bishop's videos when he was stabbed in Australia. And you know, if the bishop wanted me to take that down personally as a platform owner, I would say sure. If you're asking me to take that down, absolutely. But this bishop said, I don't want that video taken down. I want people to see what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
So, but when the Australian government comes in and they try to dictate what someone in California is doing in terms of where their servers and things are housed, what are we doing? Why would anybody want the FCC to have control over our
mm-hmm.
broadband when you could see what the whole entire world is actually, you know, lining up to control people now?
It's a very fine line. It's very tricky because people use social media in a way and, you know, they're using it in a bad way to change hearts and minds about certain topics that
mm-hmm.
normally, especially Americans, wouldn't be radicalized in that way. And it
mm-hmm.
is a bit of... you know, some people fall into that being mind controlled. And
yeah.
And actually, you're in the app business. And I wanted to talk, switch gears here for a minute, Jason.
Sure.
And we're speaking with Jason Shepherd. You have an app called Date on the Right. I think this is really interesting. So if
you are
looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right on the Right, this is where you go.
Yes, so we're actually, we should be launching this week. We were supposed to launch May 1st, which is today, but we still don't have the Apple approval yet. But it's actually, so it works out really well because you probably know the term dote and, you know, one that dotes. So it's actually in the App Store called Doter, D-O-T-R.
I don't know what that term means. I mean, I know what it means to dote on someone, but.
Yeah. So Doter is just one that dotes. It's actually, but we have it. The acronym is DOTR for Date on the Right. So DateOnTheRight.com, you know, it actually just worked out really well. But I mean, it sounds tongue in cheek, but it's really not because, you know, first and foremost, I really am a firm believer. You know, we've been divided so greatly with, you know, the mainstream media over the last, let's just say, it's been longer than COVID, of course. But you know, with your stance on Trump, first and foremost, one man can divide an entire family. If you didn't wear a mask or you wore a mask, that could divide a whole family. If you didn't get a vaccine, case in point. So, you know, if you weren't already in a relationship before all these things happened, let's say for at least the last 10 years, I don't believe a liberal and conservative can survive.
You're right.
Unless it's a true liberal, not a leftist. But you know, it's so hard for individuals now that actually are conservatives or, you know, even liberals, they can have their own place. But, you know, for them to find anybody in terms of conservatives, especially young people, because they don't feel safe on college campuses. And, geez, what you're seeing with Columbia and, you know, all around the country right now, you know, it's clearly not a great idea for them to say, hey, I'm conservative. You know, you can't even say you're Jewish at this point.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
unbelievable.
Exactly. So, and it's kind of like a funny question to ask. And then you're just meeting someone. You're like, I don't want to bring up, you know, politics and religion.
Yeah.
But yet, you don't want to get too far into it, and then what? And then it's even worse and uncomfortable.
Yes.
So this kind of takes that out of the equation. You are already knowing that this person has the same values on life and liberty as you do.
Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, the thing is, too, there was one app that was out there in the App Store that actually was supposed to do well, and Peter Thiel actually funded $1.5 million into it, so...
Ooh.
And if you have 1.5 million stakes to build an app, you could really do a nice app. There's no doubt about it. But that app was called Date Right Stuff, and it just never got going. You know, you can't even get approved on it. And, you know, it's really interesting because ours, the way we built it, Liz, it's got more features than Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge, which are the three largest in the United States and possibly the entire world, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
And, you know, for added security, first and foremost, everybody has to verify. So you won't get catfished. And then obviously there are ways to beat the system. So even further, we add a video chat system in the messenger system in the, you know, in the app. So when it, let's say, you know, a female is squeamish about meeting somebody that they're like, hey, this guy's giving me the wrong vibes. You know, we talked on the phone, but I still don't know.
Yeah.
They have the ability to hit a video call button and you can say, hey, let's talk on video before we meet. And so that's
all there.
How about
to weed out transgender?
Okay, so that's one of the reasons why it's called Date on the Right. So we have two genders, that is it, male and female. If they are transgender, I don't believe they're going to be on our app, but they would have to pick male or female. There's no crazy genders. There's no, I mean, obviously a him and a her are a pronoun, but, you know, we don't even have them identify as anything. They just pick, you know, who they want to meet and who they are.
Yeah, because I'd be really mad. I'd be really mad if yeah. I mean, I just was looking that they had this reality show where it was like
a dating. That.
Did you see that, Jason? There was a reality show in another country where they would do like a bachelor, you know, type of show, and it was a transgender woman, and these men were trying. They were all in on it except the one guy that she picked. He picked, and it turned out he was horrified, and it was so bad. It was so bad. It reminded me of that. Who was that? The girl, the Sally Jesse Raphael.
I think you're gonna go where My mind just went to Jenny Jones, where that that man killed.
Yes, Jenny Jones. That's what it was.
Yep, yeah, that's exactly where my mind went.
The gay crush.
Thinking of that.
The secret admirer who was a gay crush.
And if you want to be honest about it,
that's horrible.
It's even more cruel.
It is cruel
to the trans person because
of the reaction
everybody is humiliating this person.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's equally as cruel.
It is. The whole thing is cruel, and they pulled it. They pulled the whole show because
I mean, I mean, it actually
it's not funny.
It might fly here in the United States on the left because they. I mean, obviously, they're all for inclusion, and they're all for, hey, you have to support us. But, I could see them doing something and profiting on that, even if it's going to hurt that individual.
You're right. They'd eat their own. There you go. Well, thank you so much, Jason Shepherd. We really appreciate it. Go to dateontheright.com to learn more about that. And the article I was talking about, Net Neutrality, explains it pretty well. Go to hill.com and look for Net Neutrality. Thank you, Jason, and good luck to you.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Take care.